The Osgood File. Dave Ross in for Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network. Most international stories have been bumped by the ordeals of the journalists kidnapped in Syria, the barbaric execution of James Foley, and now the release of Peter Theo Curtis, who stood outside his mother's house in Cambridge and expressed the kind of deep gratitude that comes from having survived 22 months in the hands of zealots who hold life cheap.
I suddenly remember how good the American people are and what kindness they have in their hearts. And to all those people, I say a huge thank you from my heart, from the bottom of my heart.
And all this is reinforcing a brutal image of Islam and drowning out the mainstream imams who now see their religion reduced to a recruiting tool for terrorists. More after this from Charlie. You may have seen those recruiting videos made by Western converts to the ISIS version of Islam, one of whom admitted his religious education was based on reading Islam for Dummies. But there is another side to the story. In the last week, the website Imams Online has twice posted statements by senior imams in Britain unequivocally condemning everything ISIS stands for.
Brothers and sisters, if I could tell you in one sentence about ISIS, I would say they're evil, they're corrupt, they are self-seeking, vicious people. Don't get mixed up with them.
That seems pretty clear.
I think the best way to describe ISIS is that they're cowboys. They don't represent the religion. They're not qualified to represent the religion.
Not qualified, as in, if they think ISIS is a one-way ticket to heaven, they're going to be really surprised when the doors open.
As a Sunni Muslim, I do not accept the Khilafah of ISIS. I consider ISIS as a terrorist organization.
We are Muslims united against ISIS, against terrorism, against pain and suffering.
I admit I am not personally familiar with the credentials of these imams, but their knowledge does seem a little deeper than Islam for Dummies. The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network.